Module 9, Encourage Networking Opportunities. Research has repeatedly shown that a strong professional network is vital to career advancement and success. Other studies have shown that men tend to have larger, stronger professional networks than do their female peers. Women may miss out on networking due to entrenched ideas about the genders, unwillingness, either their own or male colleagues, to engage in mixed-gender networking, or due to work-family conflicts that prevent them from accessing networking opportunities. A key strategy in developing women leaders is creating and encouraging network opportunities for women, both within the organization and outside of it, creating a women's networking group. One of the simplest and most powerful steps you can take to encourage women's networking within your organization is to create a women's networking group. Peer networking groups have been shown to be valuable sources of support, mentoring, and development. Work with human resources or other appropriate divisions to create a networking group for women employees, or several, if it makes more sense to have groups that are geared for women at different levels of the organization, administration, management, etc. Then be sure that employees are aware that the group or groups exist. You may fit this group into already existing peer networking groups, or it may be the beginning of a larger program that encourages peer networking in a number of ways. Encourage women to join organizations. Encourage women within your organization to join women's professional organizations. You may need to make women aware of such organizations. You can provide literature, discuss them in employee reviews, or invite representatives to come talk to your employees. Women's professional organizations are valuable sources of development and training, networking, support, and information. When possible, subsidize membership fees. In addition to encouraging women to join such organizations, encourage and reward participation, such as presenting at conferences or holding leadership positions within the professional organization. Networking builds confidence. No matter their gender, leaders need confidence. Studies show that a strong network helps to build confidence. Because networking gives people a chance to build and use skills as well as build relationships, it builds self-confidence and self-esteem. Because women may sometimes lack the confidence needed for leadership, or be perceived to lack the confidence needed, due to ideas about gender and entrenched barriers to women's leadership, developing confidence is vital. Investing in women's networking is an investment in not only the individual confidence of women employees, but in women's leadership more broadly in your organization. Networking and recruiting. Having strong networking opportunities for women in your organization can be a major asset when attempting to recruit women. Networks are a major way that people of all genders hear about job opportunities. When you are looking to recruit qualified women, it is likely that women in your organization may have the perfect candidate in their own networks. Encouraging women to network with women in their field or industry can be a major step forward in recruiting more women. Professional networking organizations are also a major way to recruit, through advertising jobs on their websites or in their newsletters, by attending their events to meet women in the industry or field, and by getting your organization known as a place that supports women's leadership and development. Encouraging women to network benefits individual employees, but also has the potential to benefit the organization as a whole. Case study. Dorinda left her old job because after 5 years she had reached the highest position she could. While there were positions above hers, it seemed that men were always promoted or hired from outside. She decided it was time to move on. When she started at Tech Corp, she was assigned a mentor, Suzette. During their first meeting, Suzette gave Dorinda some literature on a professional organization for women in the technology sector. Suzette told her that if Dorinda joined, Tech Corp would pay half her membership fee. Suzette also told her about the once-a-month networking lunch for women that Tech Corp sponsored. It's a great way to meet other women here and learn about how to be better together, she said. Following Suzette's suggestion, Dorinda joined the professional organization and started going to the networking lunches. She was amazed at the diversity of talented women she met, something that had never happened at her former job. Dorinda recommended her friend Parvati apply for an open position at Tech Corp, too.